Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. We have a lot of news and opinion for you this evening, starting in just a couple minutes with the keeper for the Rochester Lancers, Gavin McInerney. Lancers with a big win on Saturday against Wichita, but they have a huge match this Saturday night against their biggest rivals, Syracuse, at the Christopher J. Wilmot Field at the BCA. We'll also have the latest news from the USL League meetings with USL, with Pat Erkely, the president and COO of the USL Pro Organization of the Year. Of course, it's the Rhinos. We welcome back Michael Lewis to talk about U.S. soccer, and Dick Howard will join us as well with the International Report. And now here's our host, Lancers Wall of Famer Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer the Kick of the Grass. Andrew, before we go any further, I would extend our heartfelt condolence and broken heart to all those people in Connecticut that lost their little kids. I know we're a sports show, but I've been touched by what happened, and I'm so overwhelmed and so angry at everything that's happened.
But well, Jeff DeVeronica pointed out on his show that John Ball, the former Lancer and Rhino, is from the town in Connecticut. His nephew goes to school there, but everybody is fine in his family, so we thank goodness for that. And, of course, we also want to mention some big things happening with our show next week. There's two big shows coming up, not just one, but two. It's our special Christmas gift to everybody. On Christmas Eve, we're going to have a tape show, but it's a brand-new tape show. It's going to feature interviews from the U.S. Women's National Team players when they were here in Rochester, again, playing in the Olympic tournament, the Olympic thank you tournament, the gold medal tournament. And we'll hear also from Sunil Gulati, the president of U.S. Soccer, talking about the Women's League, which, of course, has now happened, the NWSL. And then next Wednesday, mark it down in your calendars, 6:30 to 9 p.m., live, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, 2.5-hour year-end wrap-up show, working on some big guests for that show. You do not want to miss it, so mark it on your calendar. Next Wednesday, the 26th of December, Boxing Day for most of the world, not here, of course,
in Canada
and Europe and all over, at 6:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time here on WISL and live on soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Let's go right to our first guest, gentleman who manned the nets very admirably on Saturday, the Lancers holding Wichita to just 6 points, 3 2-point goals, and the Lancers won it by a score of 10-6, joined by goalkeeper Gavin McInerney. Gavin's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. This Saturday, it's the Lancers in Syracuse. You don't have to say anything else about that matchup. 8-7-2 kick. Get your tickets. It's going to be a great one. Gavin, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure, and congratulations. You guys are playing very well right now, above the 500 mark, and that big win against Wichita, very tough defensive battle. I know that Jim Hesch likes those kinds of matchups, and he's also said if we hold our opponents to under 10 points, we're going to win the vast majority of those matches. And, of course, the coach is right. That's why he's the coach.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we focus a lot on defending as a team and working hard. You know, it's not only myself and the defenders, but you know, the strikers and midfielders, we all really work hard as a unit, and we've really bought into what Jim has told us, and it's starting to pay off. We can see the results right now.
Jim, Joe Sirianni here. I mean, Gavin, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the courts. But
senior
anyway,
moment.
Yeah, senior moment. I saw you, you know, that the communication skill that you have with your defender are pretty well there. And, you know, you hold the fort and you tell them exactly what you think, where they should be and who they should mark. How's it working out for you, really?
Yeah, no, it's working out great. I think communication is one of the ways to limit the amount of chances the opposing team gets, and it's something, again, we work very hard on in training. You know, it's such a fast game. It's very hard. The picture can change very quickly. So for me, looking out on that, I see certain things happening, and, you know, we try and give our defenders as much information as possible so they can see what's going on behind them. And, you know, them guys doing a great job. They're listening and they're trusting the advice I'm giving them on the field, and it's working out. I mean, to keep Wichita to 6 points was very good. I thought we played really well defensively. And they also had the reigning league MVP, Jason, as well. So we kind of kept him quiet. I just think overall it was a good effort from the team.
And Andrew Hoxie, the former Lancer, and I believe he's officially he did nothing. You guys did a great job defensively. You know, like I said, defense wins championships. Pat Erkley stressed that with the Rhinos in his era, and I know Jim does with the Lancers as well. So this coming Saturday, you've got Syracuse, a team that has lit it up against the Lancers in both matches. 16 points in the first game, I think it was 24 in the second, but that was in Syracuse. Now you guys have them for the first time at home. What are you guys going to try to do differently this time against Syracuse as opposed to the first two matches?
Well, the first two matches are difficult. You know, the very first game we played them was the first game of the season. We had a lot of new players. You know, everyone was gelling together. And, you know, although we lost a tight game, I mean, there was a lot of positives to take from that. The second game, we had just had a tough game against Missouri the night before, and we had a quick turnaround to play them at 4 o'clock. And, you know, we were all disappointed as of last game, and, you know, that's not the effort, and that's not the Rochester Lancers that that we want to be. We want to go out and compete in every single game. So we're really excited for this weekend to get Syracuse in our home field, you know, but also, you know, to show our fans that the last game wasn't exactly the performance that we were looking for. So we're all very excited. We're not going to play with too much emotion. You know, we got to stay calm. Stick to our game plan, you know, be strong defensively. And, you know, when we have Doug Miller on the team, we're always going to get goals. So if we can just keep it tight in the back, keep below 10, I think we'll have a great chance of winning.
Gavin, I brought my niece from Italy and to watch the first indoor game. She's here visiting from Italy. And actually she asked me, and I could not explain to her, you know, in your stance in the goal, you know, you always got your hands up. And she wanted to know why their strategy.
Yeah, it's definitely very different from outdoors. I know outdoor goalies will have a set position. Their hands will probably be around the waist height and stuff. But indoor, because they're shooting from so close, you know, we try and have our hands up in the air so we can react a lot quicker. We also got to make a lot more saves or feet as well. So pretty much any part of our body, once the ball doesn't go in the goal. But we usually have our hands up a little bit higher because a lot of players in the league will try and shoot high. And if our hands are low, we have less time to react. So we try and put them up in a high position so we have quicker reaction times.
Gavin, I bet you there's actually a third reason, I'm sure, as well. You guys got to – the goalie's got to protect their face. I mean, with the shots coming in, if Maurizio takes a shot against an opposing goalie, I'm sure that goalie is trying to protect their face and nose and mouth at all costs.
Yeah, yeah. Well, lucky enough for me, I think my modeling career is kind of behind me right now. So I don't have to worry too much about that. But, yeah, I mean, I'm actually delighted I don't have to, you know, play against Maurizio every weekend. You know, it's bad enough having to play against him in practice, but he takes it a little bit easy on us, which is good. But, yeah, I mean, it's not the best thing in the world to get hit in the face of the ball. You know, it doesn't hurt. But, hey, once you kick the ball out of the net, you know, we'll get an extra pat on the back. It doesn't matter how we keep it out. But, yeah, it's not the best thing to happen.
One of the things that I noticed that before talking about Maurizio, he was shooting a lot more than he is right now. I think he's marked very, very closely lately, you know, and he doesn't really take the shot, you know, from the outside of the area that he usually take. And he got such powerful shot that rebound and all that kind of thing will go in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, You know, we've tried to free up a lot of space from Mauricio the last couple of weeks. It's difficult because he's one of the top players in the league. You know, we're very fortunate to have him. But on the flip side of that, other teams mark him very tight, you know, which will give other lads the opportunity to get some space. But, you know, when we have Mauricio and we have Googie, we have two of the best strikers in the league. So regardless of who's getting goals, I think Mauricio is just happy that the team is winning. I think he will come hot soon. I have a feeling that he's going to have a really big game this weekend against Syracuse. And, you know, I guess their goalie better watch out.
Hey, Gavin, it's incredible if you think about it. You know, the Lancers here, you have players from all over the world. There are three players on the Lancers who were born in Dublin, Ireland.
Yep.
And what a coincidence and what an incredible thing that is. You've got, of course, yourself and Danny Earls, who's out injured right now, and the new player, Alan McGreal, who had some excellent touches and did very well in his first match on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, Alan's been working really hard in practice, and it was great to finally have him out on the field. So, but yeah, they better watch out. We get Danny back as well. It's going to be three of us out there, so we'll be speaking a whole new language. We won't be able to understand us, you know. But no, it is. It's great. I mean, it's definitely unique to have three Irish guys on the team in Rochester. So, but we make the most of it, you know. We have our own jokes in the dressing room and stuff, and you know, I think guys are getting fed up listening to the accents, you know.
All you fans out there who have Irish friends and people who are from Ireland or have Irish descent, bring them to the Lancers. You got to see your countrymen out there performing and supporting their hometown team, the Rochester Lancers, this Saturday. You don't want to miss Syracuse. It's not only going to be an exciting match, it's going to be extremely intense. These two teams do not like each other for obvious reasons, and this is going to be a barn burner. I think the Lancers, Gavin, agree with me here that this is a big game for the Lancers. They really want to stay ahead of Syracuse and stay up in that top four in the league to guarantee that playoff berth.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's an absolutely huge game. It's the biggest game of the season right now. Not only that there are rivals, but, you know, we're very close. They've beaten us twice. And, you know, we're actually ahead of them in the league standings. So this will give us an opportunity to put ourselves an extra game up on them. And, you know, I think we owe them payback for the last two games. And, you know, I know myself and the rest of the lads, we're all going to get going now this weekend. And, you know, hopefully all the fans come out and get behind us. You know, playing at home this year, we've done a good job. We're 4-1, you know, and that has a lot to do with it. You know, our home fans have been awesome. I mean, they come down and, you know, we can hear them there. There's certain times of the games where, you know, it gets tough out there, but, you know, we look up to the stands and the fans are definitely backing us, you know, so that's a huge thing. But this weekend, we'll definitely need as much help as possible. And so the bigger crowd, the better performance we'll put on, and, you know, we'll go into Christmas and hopefully an extra game ahead of Syracuse.
Gavin, thanks very much for being with us tonight. Best of luck on Saturday. We'll see you there.
Thanks very much, buddy. See you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And, of course, for those people that have not gone to the game yet, you know, I can't say enough about the promotion that the Lancer put in. Sakhar Sem, he really does a fantastic job with his promotion and with the rest of, you know, the people that are in charge of the Lancers that, they're trying everything to bring the people there and enjoy themselves.
Well, the big thing for all you parents out there who want to spend some quality family time with your kids, this is the game to go to. Not just it's going to be an exciting match with our biggest rivals, it's Lancer Louis' birthday, and that means all the mascots are going to be in attendance, and that's always a lot of fun. There's going to be, I believe, a kickball match. There's going to be a kickball tournament before the game. I think there's also going to be a kickball match between the mascots. That should be
a lot of fun.
Maybe they'll take on the Junior Rhino or Junior Lancer Dancers. That'd be a great matchup. Yeah. I think I'd pick the Dancers by two.
You pick the Lancer by
the Dancers by two.
The little ones or
the little ones.
Oh.
They used to play kickball.
Okay, well.
Well, we're going to kick it to our first break here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll be joined next by Dick Howard at the International Report here on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda. Clash.
Top-Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
TopNotchMonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The best is back. The three-time soccer champion Western New York Flash will be competing in the brand-new National Women's Soccer League starting this spring, bringing back to Rochester the top stars from the U.S. Women's National Team, the Canadian National Team, and the biggest names in women's soccer from around the world. Flash season tickets and flex packages are now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. Today is a great day to give the gift of Flash season tickets for the soccer fans on your Christmas list and show your support for the NWSL and women's pro soccer. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Come celebrate the holidays with the Rochester Lancers. The Lancers will host their thruway rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, this Saturday, December 22nd at the Blue Cross Arena with kickoff at 7 p.m. The Lancers will also be celebrating Lancer Louis the Dragon's birthday on Saturday night with all of his mascot friends. Don't forget, up to three kids 12 and under get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at RochesterLancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top-Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Number to call is 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. But for this time, you got to go down to the store, pick up your last-minute Christmas gifts. If you have Lancer fans that are part of your Christmas list, you can get all of the Lancer gear at Top Notch Monogram. If you got Bob Marley fans, Grateful Dead fans, they've got T-shirts for that. And, of course, for the professional person in your life that you have to buy for, what better gift than a monogrammed shirt? They show
exactly.
Absolutely. Look professional and sharp for all those big business deals. You get it all at Top-Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons. If you mention Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, they'll give you a 10% discount.
Very good.
How about that? Dick, how you doing tonight?
That's a good deal, 10%. Does that include myself, even if I come in from Canada?
Definitely.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about paying the GST either. Well, Dick, I'm having a blue Christmas right now, you know? And I'm really, and not just because of...
No, tell the truth.
Yeah, you're having a tough time. Joe and I are very aware of that situation, Andrew, and we do empathize with you.
He's not wearing... Usually when we do the show, he wears a Chelsea shirt, now blue.
Now he's wearing black.
But now he's wearing black.
Black and white.
Yeah,
it's you know, I'll say this, you know, and I'm sure I'm not one of the only people who are supporters of Chelsea to say this. Benitez has to go. he has to
well,
go.
Well, no. Looking back at that game against Corinthians, really, it was Chelsea 0, Cassio 1. I thought the goalkeeper of Corinthians, who was man of the match, made some outstanding saves. The save from Cahill, I don't know how he got down to it, but it was just quite magnificent. And that was the difference. Plus, of course, Armand Torres not doing what he's supposed to do when it counts. But the goaltending was exceptional, and I really felt for Chelsea because, as Joe knows, and he's seen a fair few goalkeepers in his time, when you see some goalkeepers, they're in the zone, you know that they're not going to give up a goal. And that was certainly the case with exactly. The game at the weekend.
You know, I find a little objection in the fact that Torres is getting the blame. I mean, of course, you know, he gets paid to score goals and he's in the area and he's supposed to do what he's supposed to do. But, you know, there's other players too, and they didn't get the service that, you know, the good service that are usually a forward needs in order to, you know, he hesitated in taking shots. I understand that. But what are you going to do?
I know what they're going to do, Joe. What they're going to do is starting in January, when that transfer market opens, there's going to be some big-time moves. Roman Abramovich is not afraid to spend money, and I think there's going to be some major changes.
And who are they going to get?
Well, the Falcao is the guy they really want from Atletico Madrid. Of course, he didn't do too well against Barcelona on the weekend, Barca winning 4-1.
No, he should have looked at another player on the Barcelona side of the field, right, with regards to game breakers.
I wonder how much Messi's transfer fee is. Hey, you never know. But
you're quite right, Andrew. I think Abramovich will be really frustrated with the fact that Chelsea are out of so many competitions, and then they come back and they've got to travel up to Leeds for a tough game on Wednesday. It's not going to get any easier for them.
It certainly isn't, but we'll just have to see what happens. You know, they got the big Boxing Day matches coming up, and of course on the weekend. But Chelsea's in the Europa Cup, so hopefully they'll take it seriously and try to win another trophy for the trophy case. But Dick, I want to change subjects here because you talk about Corinthians, and Corinthians, of course, are one of the great teams from Brazil. There were some serious issues that happened over the weekend. I believe it was over the weekend anyway, but it was in the past 7 days. The Copa Sudamericana, the second biggest competition in Europe or in South America for clubs, was tarnished, and really it was absolutely terrible what happened. It was a match of Argentina club Tigre against Sao Paulo, and it just turned into a disaster from the security standpoint. The Tigres refused to take the field in the second half. They said that the police were beating them with clubs, and it really calls now into question. There's been some serious allegations about what's going to happen for the 2014 World Cup. Is this going to be something that could cause some serious problems with the World Cup?
Well, certainly CONMEBOL, the South American Federation be very concerned with things like this. Of course, the Copa that you've mentioned is sort of like the Europa League. It's the Libertadores is the big tournament. And this sort of gets the second-graded teams. But what seemed to have happened, a lot of incidents on the field in the first half, some quite violent play by the Tigre players, and it just really got out of hand with regards to the teams leaving the field. And obviously there'll be an investigation with regards to that, because FIFA, with regards to World Cup 2014, security is massive. You know, when you realize you've got to get 30,000 people who will be working in security for the World Cup, and you get incidents like this, which will get a lot of coverage in the papers. But passions just came to a head on the field, and then in the halftime interval, and you know, the reports of all the brutality with the police and security is certainly something that will be a lot of concern for FIFA with regards to the upcoming World Cup.
But you know, Dick, that with the media right now and all the things that are instantaneous, you know, to the whole world, one thing can happen, and the whole world knows. It's very, very difficult to maintain order in a situation like this. And even if it isn't big, sometimes those who like to do the bad propaganda, they take hold of that and they make a big thing out of it. I don't condone violence. I've certainly seen some of it. You know, hard play, and people that you know, the players right now, they're not gentlemen the way they used to be. You know that, and they're playing. And these people are playing for keeps. I mean, they earn their salary by playing soccer, and they should respect the opponent. Instead, you got some of them that they go with studs up. They have intention to injure people.
Yeah,
and they
certainly
not be like
in South American football, of course, soccer. The big rivalry is Argentina and Brazil with regards to whether it be the club or the national team level. And you've had some quite, you know, physical encounters over the years. This one, of course, just seemed to have really got out of hand. And to say that there'll be a complete investigation. And FIFA, with regards to that, expect the Confederation to be very security conscious as we've seen in Europe, of course, if you don't have the right kind of security measures, you can have problems. But it's certainly not good timing to just announce, you know, the first stadium is completed now, the one in Fortaleza for World Cup 2014, the Arena Castelao. So they want to maybe, FIFA in this regard, want to make sure that things are in a positive vein. So this doesn't help matters, but hopefully it will be clarified and incidents like this will not continue. I just think it's a one-off with regards to this, but it's certainly something that you can't condone.
In the same token, I mean, I don't know if you saw the report that the Manchester City, you know, announced a loss of $157 million,
uh-huh.
And that's a little bit less than what they lost last year, because last year they lost $320 million. But also the rumor is that you know, the ownership is trying to get a franchise in North America in the MLS, and they're prepared to pay $100 million for it. You know, and they want to put the franchise in Queens, New York. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I know that it's not a confirmed kind of thing because it's been denied. But where there's a spark, there is fire.
Yeah, well, you know, you look at the business of the game. We've talked about this over the weeks, haven't we? The millions, the billions of dollars that are spent, and when you look at Major League Soccer and what it's done and what has been achieved by Don Garber, you know, the commissioner and the development of the league, it's very lucrative now to have a franchise. Now we've got, you know, the soccer-only stadium, and there's so many positives that are coming out with regards to Major League Soccer. It doesn't surprise me that you've got investors that have been investing in other leagues that are looking over to North America.
Dick, one last thing before we go. Big announcement today from U.S. Soccer. The men's national team will open the 2013 campaign, and of course it's a huge one. World Cup qualifying begins in February. U.S. will face Canada down in Houston at the BBVA Compass Stadium, that beautiful new stadium where the Dynamo play, on the 29th of January. So some good competition for both the U.S. and Canada down in
Houston. Yeah, it'll
be
great. You know, the last game, of course, was the scoreless tie this past summer in Toronto. The Canadian team having a training camp in the States from the 19th, I think, to the 30th of January. They play Denmark in Tucson in the 26th of January. So it's going to be a good test for them as they prepare for the Gold Cup without a coach at the present time.
I'll tell you, Dick, they should look at you. I think you'd be a perfect fit.
No, I can put that to rest. There's some, you know, really talented coaches outside of Canada as well as in Canada that have to be considered. But that will certainly be something that the Canadian Soccer Association are looking at. But it'll be a good test for them. They're always great rivalries whenever we're playing. You know, U.S.-Canada games are always great to see.
Who would you recommend as a coach, Dick?
Well, you know, we've gone the route of using home-based coaches, you know, former national team players taking over as coaches. Frank Yallop, of course, decided to go back to club coaching with great success. We had Dale Mitchell, we've had Stephen Hart, all homegrown coaches, so to speak. And then, of course, we had Holger Osiek way back when, Eckhard Krautzen, another German coach. So I think the coach maybe could come from possibly the Netherlands, France, who knows? But an appointment has to be made with the Gold Cup coming this next summer.
Certainly it does, Dick. And well, the next week, Dick, of course, we're having our special year-end in review and looking ahead to 2013. It's going to be on Boxing Day. Hopefully you'll be able to spend a little bit of time with us. It's around for 2.5 hours, so you got your choice of many different time slots.
That's great. No, it's great you're able to get that length of the show and full marks for getting that length of time, you know, dragging people away from the turkeys and food to listen to soccer, and soccer is a kick in the grass. So I look forward to it, and we'll be in touch as to the best time when I'm not eating or drinking.
Very good, Dick.
Thanks a lot, Dick, and Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you on Boxing Day.
All the best, guys. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, our next live show will be on Boxing Day, December 26th, 6:30 to 9, year in review. And we'll also on Monday, the 26th, 24th, Christmas Eve, we'll have a tape show featuring members of the U.S. Women's National Team and the president of U.S. Soccer, Sunil Gulati. Next up, we'll hit the latest news from the USL General Meetings held this past weekend with Rhino's COO and President Pat Erkley. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM. 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Everywhere we go, choir singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pele, Pittsburgh United.
Top notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Come celebrate the holidays with the Rochester Lancers. The Lancers will host their three-way rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, this Saturday, December 22nd, at the Blue Cross Arena with kickoff at 7 p.m. The Lancers will also be celebrating Lancer Louis the Dragon's birthday on Saturday night with all of his mascot friends. Don't forget, up to 3 kids 12 and under get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at rochesterlancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering special holiday packages for all of the soccer fans on your shopping list. Two 2013 game tickets and one Hall of Fame bobblehead is $20. Four Rhinos 2013 game tickets, a Hall of Fame bobblehead, and a Rhinos Christmas ornament is $45. And for $65, you can purchase all three Hall of Fame bobbleheads, five game tickets, and an ornament. In addition, Rhinos season tickets for next next year are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Rhinos office at 454-KICK. Check out the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com for the latest news and information about the team. The Rhinos wish all their fans a happy holiday season and look forward to seeing everyone at Salem Stadium in 2013.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard, Sirianni. Hope everyone's having a great pre-Christmas season. Joining us right now on the phone, certainly somebody who is very proud of his organization, as the Rochester Rhinos were named the Organization of the Year at the USL meetings this past weekend. We're joined by Rhinos President and COO Pat Erkely. Pat Spirits brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, get your holiday gift packs and your season tickets for 2013 by calling 454-KICK. Pat, how you doing? Again, congratulations on the organization winning that prestigious award.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's an honor for everybody in the office. You know, their hard work and dedication throughout the season obviously paid off. So we're pleased to be acknowledged.
Well, Dave Zielinski certainly gets a lot of credit, but you are the guy that is in the driving the bus. So my heart congratulations to you. I know that the kind of guy you are, and you certainly deserve accolades.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Joe.
Well, Pat, we want to get all the scuttlebutt and the scoop out of the meetings. One bit of news that came out, and maybe it came out before the meetings, actually, is a new team going to be starting up in Sacramento in 2014, and I'm personally happy about that because my wife's uncle lives in Sacramento. We were just there, and so it'll be a nice road trip in a couple years.
Yeah, definitely, with L.A. and Phoenix out there and, you know, possible other additions. Obviously, we're developing the league like we wanted to make it a national league.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Joe.
Pat, you know, the reality is that, you know, the league is expanding and certainly the caliber of playing is going to go up. What are your plans for the Rhinos? For the 2013? I mean, what's going on? I mean, I'm sure that you're already working on the agenda for 2013. What can you tell us?
I mean, for us, there's some exciting things that are transpiring with MLS, in addition to some players that we have already extended offers to that are exciting players within our own league at this point, several of which are attacking elements that we believe we needed to go after. But at this point, we're not at liberty to announce them yet because the deals aren't consummated or aren't finalized yet. So there's an element of, added players that are experienced players within our league. And then there's an element that could possibly happen in conjunction with MLS at this point.
Pat, what's going on with MLS? I mean, you mentioned that a few weeks ago we had you on, and we talked a little bit about a possible working arrangement with MLS and the USL. Has anything happened? Did anything happen at the meetings to further the discussion about what's going to be a possible conjunction or arrangement with MLS?
Well, my understanding is there is some talks, and they're very positive talks, and we were told that there's something that'll be in place for this next season, and obviously it'll be expanded upon in the future. But at this point, that's as much as we know. But it should be a positive thing for our fan base, hopefully within several weeks we'll be able to make that announcement.
But on the other hand, you know, the stadium, it's your responsibility to have events and to have all the things that generate some money for the organization. What's your thought with the new league, the new women league, and the promotion and all that kind of stuff? That what is your thought about them, you know, now playing an established, well-run organization, you know, to be able to bring the national players, I think three or four national players here. you know, on a steady basis. What you know, do you think we should have every $1, or every $1 should not be it should not be considered, because when she comes here, she brings more people, then she become a stable person here.
Well, I mean, we're not at this point. They haven't made any announcement in regards to players. If we had the opportunity to have her here, I think it'd be an honor, and obviously I think it'd be beneficial to us from her playing, because of her playing ability. From a standpoint of increased attendance, I think, yeah, it would be nice, because it's a consistent increase with her being on our team. But I think the increases that we get through the course of a season when she comes in with a visiting team are pretty much could very well be equal to what it would be over the course of a season. So it's hard to say. I mean, obviously because of her ability, we'd love to have her here.
That's a big question.
But, you know, I think with Alex Morgan maybe being on one team, and if Abby isn't on our team, and her being on another team, and, having players that essentially played for the Flash throughout the whole league, that's going to be kind of interesting, because they'll be coming in with, different teams. I think from a standpoint of possibly us having a very good shot at getting one, a high-level player would maybe be Sinclair, because she had played here before. And, from a standpoint of the Canadian Federation subsidizing some of her salary, that and her not having a team in Canada, I think we have a good shot at possibly getting a player of that caliber, which is, again, from a playing standpoint, is a very high standard.
Well, I'll tell you what, obviously we want to have great women U.S. national team players here, but Christine Sinclair is the best club woman player in the world, and she's proven it in WPS. And I've said to Dick Howard and about that, I said, the player I want is Christine Sinclair, because she can do it all, and she's an incredible talent, and eventually she's going to probably be the all-time leading scorer in women's soccer history, because she's only 29, 30 years old. So that's going to become, we're going to get a lot of announcements about the women's side. Pat, back to the men, the league itself, the format of the USL with the new teams coming in Tampa and in Arizona. First of all, you better bring your portable air conditioners for playing out at Arizona State. It's going to be quite hot out there. But is there going to be any change in format, schedule-wise or league-wise? Is there going to be divisions again, or is it going to be a single table? Anything
well,
like that?
Well, I mean, it again, it's a parity, and there's a single table, so it'll be there'll be parity in regards to the scheduling, an even balanced schedule. The only thing is, at this point, we were hoping to get that schedule when we were down there, and because of some of the workings that are going on that we're not totally aware of yet, that could be released in several weeks, they chose to hold off on announcing the schedule. So, like I said, there's some exciting stuff that's going to be coming down the line within the several weeks here, and it'll also encompass our schedule.
So you said that it's going to be a truly balanced schedule this year, with every team playing each other twice, home and away?
Correct, yeah.
That's big news, and I'm really happy to see that, because we'll get to see every team in the league right here in Rochester.
Pat, the other thing that I want to ask you now, it's for the people that listen to our show, and, Christmas is right around the corner, what can you tell them to say the Rhinos of 2013 is going to be an attractive team? We're going to make changes. So buy your season tickets, because it'd be worth buying season tickets. Don't wait, because buying the season tickets right now will generate money for your guys to be able to buy better players.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, I think it's, looking back several years back when the team had folded and we didn't have a team, or looking back at the years between 1980 and 1996, not having a professional team here anymore, over the course of that time, how it felt not to have a presence here. I think it's important to realize, especially an outdoor team. Now, I know we have an indoor team, and that's exciting as well. But you know, I would say let's understand that any team, no matter where they are around the world, other than maybe Manchester United, goes through a cycle, and usually the cycle, you never know how long it lasts. So you would hope that you come out of that cycle and you have support. I mean, if you look at the Buffalo Bills, obviously you can see that their cycle has been long-lasting as well. So I'm hoping, I'm pretty optimistic. I think this last year, unfortunately, we came up short. Even though we did come up short, and we could have easily had hosted the final here and possibly won the final, you know, I still think from an attacking standpoint, we knew we lacked something. The elements that we brought in didn't produce, and we were disappointed with it. But even with those elements not producing, we could have easily still won. You know, fortunately for Charleston, Orlando lost in the semifinals, and that led to the opportunity to host the game and win the championship.
Well, Pat, we really appreciate all of the information you're giving us. That balanced schedule, I'm really excited about that because, you know me, I'm a purist, and that's the best way to determine a champion is have home and away, every team. This way, every fan can see every team in this league and see all the players. And you should hear Joe as a sales guy. He has a great pitch.
and in 2 weeks' time, and maybe hopefully in 2 weeks' time, I'll be able to give you even better information and more exciting information.
Sounds great, Pat. We really look forward to it. Thank you so much. And if we don't talk to you, have a very Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you.
Same to you. Merry Christmas to everyone, and looking forward to exciting new season.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Pat.
Pat Erkley here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we will be having our new feature on the show, our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Lancers Wall of Famer Michael Lewis, right here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
There's a car accident in this country every 5 seconds. That's why Allstate thinks it's time for an entirely different kind of car insurance, with features like accident forgiveness and a safe driving bonus. It's called Your Choice Auto, and it's only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Come celebrate the holidays with the Rochester Lancers. The Lancers will host their three-way rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights, this Saturday, December 22nd at the Blue Cross Arena with kickoff at 7 p.m. The Lancers will also be celebrating Lancer Louie the Dragon's birthday on Saturday night with all of his mascot friends. Don't forget, up to three kids 12 and under get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets and your special holiday packs at rochesterlancers.com or call 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropicGold.com, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andy Battisti here and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And I tell you, the magic of Frank Sinatra and great production by our great friends at WISL. And we're very happy again. Our brand new feature here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report. Let's bring in our good friend Michael Lewis. How you doing, Michael?
Very good, Andrew. How are you doing? Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. Thank you very much for asking. And I'm so glad that you are part of our show, and because I've known you for all my life, I guess, and we share so many things, so many good things, so many bad things, and you know, here we are, we're back again together.
And we're still talking to each other.
I know.
Yeah. Well, that's because Michael's not a referee. He's a journalist. Yeah.
No, I know.
You don't talk to referees, Joe. I know.
No, I talk to referees. Just to, I tell them what I think.
That's the problem. But anyways, Michael, the big news that came out this weekend is about the branding of the new Women's Soccer League, the National Women's Soccer League, the NWSL. I don't think I've ever heard those four initials before to represent a league, so that's a good thing. What do you think about that, the branding? And then also they announced the Portland FC Portland Thorns will be the Portland entry in the league. So the only team without a moniker is Seattle right now.
Well, I think they probably wanted to move away from women's pro soccer and the Women's United Soccer Association. And even though it might not have the same melody of some other acronyms, it's a start. I think they just wanted to create their own identity. And you have to remember, they had a short period of time to find the right name. As for the Portland team, well, it's getting a lot more difficult to find nicknames, original nicknames for teams. So Thorns, it's different. As a headline writer, you can have a lot of fun with that, whether they win or lose. Thorny situation, and you could take it from there.
Well, of course, they're named the Thorns, ladies and gentlemen, because Portland is the Rose City, and as Poison once said, every rose has its thorn. As also the Eurythmics has said, there could be a thorn in the side of many teams in the NWSL.
Yeah.
So, like you said, that's going to be a lot of fun. But the U.S. women had a great year. They finished it up against China on the weekend, winning big. And Abby is getting closer and closer to Mia Hamm's goal-scoring record. And With the way Abby finished, Michael, what do you think that maybe that might put her over the top for the FIFA Women's Player of the Year?
Well, I would like to see Abby Wambach win it. With nothing against Alex Morgan, but Abby has never won this award. It seems like Marta owns the award, and there were many, many years when she deserved it. I have no problem with that. However, this year you've got the three finalists, Abby Wambach, Alex Morgan, and Marta. I'm trying to figure out why Marta got into the final three and Christine Sinclair of Canada didn't, but I think it comes down to sometimes popularity and what other national team coaches and technical directors know from throughout the world. Saying that, I almost look at this First of all, Abby Wambach had a fantastic year, no doubt about it. Leader of the team, co-captain of the gold medal winning team. She finished with 25, 27 goals, somewhere in that range. A couple of hat tricks away from Mia Hamm's all-time record of 158 international goals. I'd like to see Wambach get her recognition. She's overdue for it. If you want to call this a lifetime achievement award, fine, like they do with the Academy Awards. Again, nothing against Alex Morgan. I've got a strange feeling she's going to take home a few of those awards. And I really think a lot of players on the team would love to see Abby Wambach get that honor. She definitely deserves it.
I feel the same way, Mike, because Alex Morgan's got a whole career ahead of her. You know, Abby, for all intents and purposes, she's near the end of her career, you know, with all the respect to her. But the reality of the thing that, just like you said, I think that for all the thing that she has done for soccer, you know, as equal to Mia Hamm, because she has done a lot of good things. She has done a lot of goals, goals. She's a completely different kind of player than Mia Hamm was. And, you know, she brought diversity into the game. So if I was to vote, that's who I would vote for. And I'm not trying to be biased because she's a Rochesterian.
Joe, you can be biased. We're Rochesterian. No. So you want her to win because...
I want her to win, but I want her to win because of her accomplishment.
As I said a couple weeks ago, Rochester has ties to all three of these players, so it's an incredible situation for our city that we, you know, Alex and Marta played for the Flash, and of course Abby's from here. But Michael, I want to make sure we get to this points about the Red Bulls because there was some big news this week. Rafi Marquez officially saying bye-bye to New York, and today the Red Bulls signed Juninho, and yes, I know there are about a dozen players named Juninho. This is the world-class Juninho, played for Bayern Munich, I believe, and he's played for the Brazilian national team. So that's a big signing for the Red Bulls.
Well, it is definitely for a big name. This is, let's face it, this is not the same Juninho who plays for the LA Galaxy. Juninho, what he brings to the Red Bulls is someone who has a superb reputation of putting away dead balls, turning them into live goals, I guess. When we're talking, of course, corner kicks, free kicks, and penalty kicks as well, too. That's the big upside. The question that I have about him, and I think it's rightfully so, it's that he's 37, he turns 38 on January 30th, and can he stand the pounding of Major League Soccer, which is also a very, very physical league? Don't get me wrong, the Brazilian league is a physical one as well, too, but I think in a different way. And again, we're talking about this, traveling some great distances in the United States compared to Brazil, and I understand Brazil's no small country either, but can he take the pounding from a March through October/November season, especially at his age? That's the question I have. I don't doubt his ability and skill and ability to put away free kicks and corner kicks.
Well, sounds like a very Beckham-esque player. It should be very interesting to see what happens. But, Michael, we got to run. We're running out of time. But don't forget, Boxing Day, hopefully you can join us for our extended show, our two-and-a-half-hour special, and we'll talk a lot more about what's coming up in U.S. soccer in 2013. Of course, the men qualifying for the World Cup is the big story we're going to be following. So we'll talk to you on Boxing Day.
Oh, for sure. Listen, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays to both of you gentlemen and all your listeners out there.
Thank you so much, Michael. Same to you and your family. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And that's going to end our show with, I think, Matt Erkely, Gavin McInerney, Rich Randall, and the Lancers staff, and, of course, Dick Howard and Michael Lewis, our correspondents. Saturday, the Lancers play Syracuse, 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. Lancer Lewis' birthday, you got to be there. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard in Toronto, Michael Lewis in New York, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Our Christmas Eve show will be a new tape show featuring women's national team interviews from when they played here in Rochester. And next Wednesday, December 26th, special 2 1/2 hour year-end show. You don't want to miss it. We'll see you next week on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.